We often follow a ready script when we begin speaking to somebody. What's up? Good to see you. Everything cool? Now, there's nothing wrong with using these questions as such, but phrases like these are usually insufficient for initiating an engaging and rewarding dialogue. The other person responds something along the lines of, "Fine, thank you," and the conversation is dead before it even began. One strategy could be to wait for the other person to begin the conversation to save you the trouble. The problem is just that most people think alike. They react rather than act. They wait for others to make eye contact first, speak first, make the first move. Everybody ends up getting frustrated, always asking themselves, "Why do I always have to call my friends? Why do they never call me?" In order to have social success, you need to be able to intentionally include other people in your life. There are only two ways to do this. Initiate meaningful conversations with the people you want to speak to, and invite people you want to get to know better to join you. This might sound simple, but unfortunately, this social awareness conflicts with some of our greatest fears. Many find it incredibly challenging to speak to people they don't know. They get intimidated and are happy to leave the task to someone more confident. They think to themselves that it's okay. I'm not much of an extrovert anyway. However, the idea that you need to be an extrovert to be curious about others is no more than a myth. Others aren't as strange or unlike you as you think, which is something a wise man named Carl Rogers pointed out decades ago. Until his death in 1987, Carl Rogers was one of the most respected psychologists in the world. As recently as 2002, he was named the second most influential psychologist of the 20th century, with only Sigmund Freud edging him out for first place. This means he nabbed second place from Carl Jung. Rogers put it like this: "What is most personal is most universal." This simple sentence hides an important observation that is far from obvious. Rogers claimed that those differences that do exist between you and me are superficial in nature. Our tastes in music, our political affiliations, which TV series or travel destination we prefer, and so on. In these particular regards, we're different. But when it comes to the most private matters, like how you feel after a divorce, how tough it can be to move to a new city, or what you want to achieve in life, these are all experiences we all understand.